The three candidates running for Haines School Board this election season joined KHNS for an on-air forum last week. Mike Wilson, Sarah Chapel, and Inez Gross are running for three open seats on the board. Each candidate has a different level of school board experience. Inez Gross, who works for First National Bank, has never been on the school board before.
Last year, there were a couple positions that people were appointed to for the school board, and I had thought about running at that time, but I didn't. So this year, since there were three positions and only two people were going to run, I thought I would give it a try.
Tiffany DeWitt and Mike Wilson were the two people appointed to vacant seats last year. Wilson, who is a retired educator, is running to keep his seat. KHNS Development Director Sarah Chapel is finishing her first three-year term on the school board. Chapel and Wilson talked about areas in which they feel the district could improve. Here's Wilson.
I'm concerned that communication might be somewhat of a stumbling area, and I would hope that, again, the community and the teachers and administration can all come together and work together.
Chapel says two major challenges that are connected to each other are declining enrollment and budgetary restrictions.
We are definitely facing an uphill battle, and in keeping our district adequately funded and being able to support our students and our teachers in a way that that's adequate it's going to be complicated. We are losing students. We're losing enrollment every year.
School districts in Alaska are funded based on a per-student allocation, so fewer students means less money. Last year, a decision about whether to expand technology one-to-one in Haines School caused some controversy in the community. Administrators and teachers initially asked the school board to approve technology purchases, allowing each student to have their own laptop or iPad. Some parents didn't like the idea of more technology in the youngest grades. In the end, the board approved expanded technology so that fifth grade and up has one-to-one. Wilson says he would support K through 4 having one-to-one technology as well.
But that does not mean that any student in the lower grades, higher grades, are going to be on using technology from the beginning of the day to the end of the day. What I think it means is they have access.
Chapel and Gross said right now they don't see the need for one-to-one in the youngest grades.
I'm not convinced that we need one-to-one for 100% of our students.
The lower grades, I don't know that they need one-to-one right now. My mind could be changed. I don't know.
It was last year's superintendent, Ginger Jewell, who helped lead the push for expanded technology. Jewell was with the district for a year before unexpectedly leaving. Now, the district has an interim superintendent while they search for a permanent replacement. Chapel was on the hiring committee for Jewell. She says, whenever you hire someone, you're taking a chance.
This year, we really wanted to step back and figure out how to do an even better job. And so we did make the kind of big decision to contract with the Alaska Association of School Boards to manage our hiring process for the superintendent.
The school board voted unanimously for that decision. The AASB consulting costs $7,000. All three candidates agree paying for the expert help is worth it. Here's Gross.
Having her help or her organization help is good, and also time is on our side. We don't have to rush into it.
The school board met with an AASB consultant Tuesday to talk about what qualities are most important for the next superintendent. Wilson says communication is essential.
First of all, this person should be a very good communicator and able to take ideas, to include groups, to make good decisions.
Chapel says she wants the superintendent to be accessible.
We really think of our school as a family, and we want to see our superintendent at the basketball games and track meets and walking the halls and developing personal relationships with our students.
The three candidates also answered questions about the potential agreement to house Chilkat Valley Preschool in Haines School and the district's relationship with homeschool families. You can hear the full school board candidate forum at khns.org. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.